Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is a deep cut on the Tapestry album by Carole King, released on this day in 1971. This is the day it turned number one. This is the day it went to number one. Tapestry by Carole King was number one in the U.S. It stayed there for 15 weeks, and it was just an incredible album. Great music, great lyrics. And a few of these songs you're going to recognize as songs that were made hits by other people, but Carole King wrote these songs with her songwriting partner. Smackwater Jack was on the album, and this hour we're going to do Album Hour. We do this once in a while, and we're going to feature all bumper music from the album Tapestry by Carole King. And for those of you who are Xers, Millennials, and Zoomers, this is some really, really good music, especially as far as the lyrics are concerned. I'm Scoot on the air. All right, it's Thursday already. We're, you know, halfway to the week. Well, not halfway. No, we're almost to the weekend. Tomorrow's a free-for-all Friday. All right, look, let me just tell you what happened. Well, before I get to that, I want to say again how exciting that LSU game was yesterday. I mean, incredible. I was in the car. I was in and out of the car. And, I get out of the car, LSU's behind. I get back in the car, LSU has tied the game. I get back in the car, and the game is tied 5-5. There are two outs left in the ninth inning. I mean, you couldn't help but feel, I mean, it's just about over. And boom, a big hit, run comes in, LSU wins 6-5 and moves on to the championship series in the College World Series. It could not have been any more exciting. And I heard all the action right here on WWL. And you're going to hear all the exciting action of the national championship. It was just a great game yesterday. But LSU is going to be in the national championship against Coastal Carolina. Now, this is a team that won 25 in a row. They're a good team. Now, Saturday night is the first game of the series between LSU and Coastal Carolina. Pre-game starts at 5:30, first pitch at 6 o'clock. Game 2, Sunday afternoon at 1:30. And I think 2 o'clock is the first pitch. And then Game 3, LSU faces off with Coastal Carolina Monday at 6:30 pregame. 6:30 is the... wait a second, let me go back to Saturday. I'm just confused by the way this is written. Sunday afternoon, first pitch is at 1:30, pregame starts at 1. And then on Monday, the pregame starts at 6, and the game first pitch is at 6:30. And this is all brought to you in part by our great sponsors, Cummins, First American Bank, Gary Lane Cadillac, Keefe's Heating and Air Conditioning, and Louisiana Dental Center. And it's all right here on WWL and free on the Odyssey app. Man, LSU, just, I mean, it's unbelievable how LSU has come back to get to this point. In the regionals, they came back a couple of times, and then now in the College World Series, they've come back, and that was just one hell of a victory yesterday. And, you know, for those who say baseball is not that exciting, you're just not paying attention to some of these games because they are very, very exciting. All right, look, sometimes we look back at our life, and, you know, we wonder if we did the right thing. And sometimes it kind of haunts us a little bit. I don't let this haunt me a lot, but I wonder if... You know, we were talking about Paula Abdul. Today is her birthday, and that was on the calendar, played a Paula Abdul song. And, you know, I couldn't help but mention and remember that she was a Laker girl. And I remember I had a date with a Laker girl, and I went to Los Angeles. We had a date. We went out to dinner, had a couple of drinks, and I invited her up to my hotel room and said, "Would you like to come up and have a drink?" And she said, "Yes." And I had vodka in the room. And we had a drink in the room. And then we were both there in the room. And we just talked. We sat on the bed. And we talked. And that was it. And while I thought at the time that was the right thing, you know, when she left, I thought, wait a minute. this Laker girl comes up to your hotel room. She's gone out to dinner with you. You've had drinks. You have drinks in your room. Was she disappointed that I didn't try something? Coleman, what do you think? I mean, do you think she lost respect in me because I didn't try something?
Can I preface this by saying that I'm not a woman?
No, you're not. Right. Well, I don't know for sure, but I, based on what I see, I don't think you are.
All right, so let me ask you this.
Yeah.
After that incident, how often did you guys keep in contact, or was that more like once she left, she ghosted you forever and never tried?
No, to I never. Yeah, I never. Well, we never talked again. It was just.
Yeah,
it was just a date.
If she never talked to you again after that incident, she never tried to reach out to see how you were doing. Maybe she probably did lose a little respect.
Because
that's
wow.
not about. It's kind of like, you know how I can tell when a woman likes me or not? Whether they drunk text me. It's kind of like an indicator. Like,
yeah,
if they get
yeah.
drunk and they go out and they don't text me at and all, or if I hear a story and they say they got drunk, and I'm like, well, you didn't text me or call me while you was drunk. That means I wasn't on your mind. So that's kind of how I gauge whether a woman likes me, whether they, you know, like, drunk text me when they get on their level.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you do something in life, and I know I'm not alone with this. I mean, if you're a woman and you want to call and give me your opinion on this, I'd love to hear from you. The Yoke One Heart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. I mean, I want you to be brutally honest with me. I don't like the idea that maybe she lost respect for me. But I think she was, you know, I think she was, I mean, I can think about a couple of times. And, you know, look, when it comes to this, sometimes I have been very, very bold, and sometimes I have been very, very shy. And I don't want to be one of those guys. I don't want to be one of those guys who just, you know, jumps on somebody and, you know, I don't want to be one of those guys. And I don't think that I have been, even though there are times in my life when, you know, stuff like that happened and, you know, everything happened. But in this particular case, I thought, you know, maybe she's expecting something and maybe she's disappointed. But at the time, I mean, she didn't make a move. And sometimes I wait for the woman to make the first move. And she didn't make a move. And I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to respect her. And we're just going to have a drink
here. I have an alternative.
Yeah.
Maybe she didn't lose respect for you, but she still wasn't interested. Like, you know, I respect him for not trying, but I wish he had. So maybe you didn't lose any respect. But maybe she did wish you had a move.
Well, this wasn't the kind of thing that this was not going to turn into some kind of love affair. I mean, this was not going to be some kind of ongoing thing. I mean, it was really kind of a one-time thing. I was in San Antonio doing a talk show on the air in San Antonio, and you know, followed the Spurs, and so I followed the Spurs out there. In fact, I flew back on the Spurs plane, and man, that was an unbelievable experience. Flying back on the Spurs plane after their game with the Lakers in Los Angeles, that was awesome. But anyway, so I had a date with this Laker girl, and you know, we went out, and then she came up, and you know, we didn't do anything, and I just wondered, was this a situation where she, you know, lost respect? All right, let's go to Josh. Hey, Josh, you're on WWL.
Thanks for taking my call, Scoot.
Sure.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
The night that you couldn't close the deal because you don't have the clutch gene in you, was this the same night you hung out with Richard Simmons at his house? Did you decide to go with him? Or
no, both of those were in Los Angeles, but no, those were two different times, two different locations.
Okay, because the Richard Simmons story makes a little bit more sense now with the lack of closing the deal. So,
well, I'm not interested. I wasn't interested, you know, and Richard knew that I think Richard wanted me to be gay, but I wasn't gay, and he knew that, and he was respectful of that, and we just kind of hung out.
I think it's a blessing in disguise. Because now that we're hearing these stories, like yesterday was Tyler Perry, then like Zion Williamson and
Pete Diddy
and all these guys. So I'm guessing it's a blessing in disguise that you didn't do anything because you were thinking big picture. You wasn't thinking about closing the deal that night.
Well,
that's
right.
Thinking about, what about my future? If I try something with this woman and it got out that I tried something with this woman, your career could have been over. They could have tried to cancel you or me too to you.
Yeah, she might have thought I had big money. I mean, you know, I was the only person in the media that Dennis Rodman would talk to in San Antonio. And so, I mean, you know, I was like, you know, kind of a big deal in that area when it comes to like the Spurs and stuff. Actually, you know, we had another date, but we didn't end up in any room. She came to San Antonio when the Lakers played the Spurs, and we had dinner. We hung out in the lobby, but we didn't end up in a room. And then in Los Angeles, we ended up. So anyway, I don't know. You know, maybe it's something I regret, but You know, I was not, I was never the kind of guy who would try to close the deal. In fact, I never thought of it in those terms about closing the deal. I mean, you know, that just wasn't, that wasn't my style. All right, we do have a lot to get to. We're going to take a look at Scoot's Athletic Briefs here in just a moment. But also, let me tell you about Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk, you know, he was in the news recently, and we talked about him recently. This is the conservative podcast host that was critical of J-Lo at the American Music Awards because she was not acting 55 years old. He was critical of what she was wearing. He was critical of the way she was dancing around. And I thought, you know, that's ridiculous. At the same time, he was also critical of Taylor Swift. He said she's 35 years old and she acts like a 17-year-old. And he was critical of somebody else. And I think it was Katy Perry. He was saying that Katy Perry is, you know, she's an adult and she's running around Europe on tour acting silly. And, you know, you look at Charlie Kirk and nobody looks more boring than Charlie Kirk as far as his hair and clothes are concerned. I mean, the guy looks really, you know, boring. So that's when he was in the news last. But now he's in the news because he told a 14-year-old girl who was interested in political journalism that if she's going to college, the only reason she should go is if she wants a Mrs. degree. In other words, if she wants to meet somebody and marry them, if she's looking for a husband, that's the only reason she should go to college. And I just think this is just such archaic thinking. And a lot of conservatives feel this way. Not all conservatives, not all Republicans, but a lot of them have this like really backwards way of thinking where they want the woman to be in the home. And I think they're threatened by confident women and they want the woman to be submissive and be at home. This also goes with a lot of Christians who are pretty traditional Christians and they want the woman to be at home. I think they're really kind of threatened by confident women. And you know, in this day and age, that's, you know, just very backwards. And when some of these conservatives say they want to make America great again, they want to make America like it was back in the 1950s when, you know, blacks were in different positions and women were in different positions and women generally stayed home. There were some women in the workforce in the 50s, but not as many as there are today, not even comparable. But Charlie Kirk just represents this kind of Neanderthal thinking when it comes to, you know, wanting women to be in their place. And I think some men feel like confident women and successful women are a threat to their masculinity. And I'm thinking, if it's that easy to threaten your masculinity, I would suggest you're not much of a man. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. This was a huge hit for James Taylor, but Carole King wrote it, and here's another song from the album Tapestry. On this day in 1971, the album Tapestry hit number one on the album chart, and so this hour we're featuring music from Tapestry. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Another song from the incredible album Tapestry by Carole King, which went to number one on this day in 1971, stayed there for 15 weeks. So many great songs on that album, and this is among them. All right, I'm Scoot. I'm glad you're with us this afternoon. So look, you know, I was watching the, well, no, not watching. I was listening to the game, but I watched the highlights later. And am I the only one who kind of felt badly? I mean, I'm glad LSU won, but I kind of felt badly for the Arkansas Razorback who didn't catch the ball when it was hit. Okay, so it's 5-5 Jared Jones, walk-off single, two outs, ninth inning, LSU wins 6-5. An incredible ending. Unbelievable ending. But didn't the guy, didn't the ball hit the player in the head? Didn't the ball hit the guy in the head and he didn't catch it? I mean, you know, I feel for athletes, you know, who are in a situation like that. I mean, even though it's a team effort, you know, sometimes one play, like the kicker, for example, misses the kick and a team could have won. Sometimes I feel for the athlete, even though I'm glad for the outcome, I still have empathy for the athlete on the other team that made the mistake that allowed our team to win. All right, so this week we talked a little bit about Trump Mobile. It's a new Trump phone. It's the T1. It's a Trump phone. It's gold. It's got Trump on it. Make America great again. But it's really kind of a joke. It's I don't know how they can so blatantly lie about this. It says made in America. The phone's made in China. How can they so blatantly lie about that? And then they don't have a network. They're using Verizon, AT&T, or a T-Mobile, I think. And just hours after Trump introduced Trump Mobile, Trump himself said he doesn't believe in telephones. I mean, you know, how could you do a better job promoting your own product? Also, President Trump says he's not sure whether he supports a Republican senator's push to boost the minimum wage. You know, usually this is something that comes from Democrats, but Republican Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri, Hawley is proposing raising the minimum wage, the federal minimum wage, to $15 an hour. And I know people freak out over that, but, you know, the minimum wage has been raised over time. And every time it's raised, it's that's a new thing and it has an impact on the economy. But it's not like it was never raised. It's been raised before. And it's been raised based on, you know, changing economic times and what it costs to live. I mean, currently, at least 31 states require businesses to pay most workers above the federal minimum wage, which is $7.25 an hour. And so now here is a Republican senator talking about raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. So we'll see where this goes. It's always a great topic. And businesses have, you know, they have a legitimate claim that if you raise the minimum wage, it's going to raise prices. But people have a legitimate claim that, you know, hey, look, the minimum wage has been raised in the past. It's been a while since it was raised. Maybe it's time to raise it again. I mean, politics aside, maybe it's time to raise it again. So we'll see where that debate goes. Let's get to some of your calls. Let's go to Robert in Metairie. Robert, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Okay, Robert's gone. Let's go to Merrill. Merrill, you're on WWL.
Good afternoon. How's everything?
Hey, Merrill, how are you?
No, not bad, not bad. I just wanted to give you a little Carol King story.
Wait, a Carol King story? You've got a Carol King story?
But yeah, I do. I do. Yeah, I was.
Okay.
I was managing a coffee shop here in Dubuque, Iowa, and she was campaigning for John Kerry when he was running for president.
Okay.
And got to see her in January of that year. We invited her to the coffee shop, and she showed up. The place was packed. They all had the tapestry albums and guitars, and she was autographing everything. So she did her deal, and then she stood up on one of my bar stools, and the song you just played earlier, I Feel the Earth Move Under My Feet, and I said, no, that's just my crappy bar stool. That's what's moving.
So she had stuff with her. She didn't just walk in by herself. I mean, so you knew it was Carole King when she walked in.
Oh, yeah. It was all planned. Yeah, it was all planned. And that was probably in January. And then in June or July, we got her back. And it was a Friday afternoon, and she showed up. And she had her driver. And when she got out the car, I met her. I said, hey, I'm the manager of this place. And she also gave me a hug. And we had a keyboard set up on the back porch in the parking lot. There's probably 50 people there, but she gave her speech.
Wow.
And then she sang "You've Got a Friend."
That's cool.
On the keyboard. Oh, it was really cool. Yeah, and it was. I had a local DJ that was. I told him about it ahead of time, so he set up his computer to like play music for an hour, hour and a half.
Or you, wait, a local DJ? What, you didn't call me? Call some other local DJ? I'm insulted.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's good. But yeah, he got back on the radio, and I always have his station on in the coffee shop, and he says, "Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I just saw Carol King perform live at Mississippi Mug Coffee Shop." And that's pretty cool. It was one of my few, you have way more celebrity encounters than I've ever had, but I thought for me, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, so you have the Mississippi Mug Coffee Shop?
Oh, not anymore. No, but I got out of that.
Oh.
In 05. Okay. Yeah, this was like 2004 when John Kerry was.
Okay, so you don't have a coffee shop now.
No, I do not.
Okay, because
no,
if you did, old. Since you called another DJ, if you had the Mississippi Mud Coffee Shop, I would just tell you I'm going to PJ's. I mean, I think that's fair, right? You're not going to call me. I'm not going to come get your coffee. Hey, Merrill, I appreciate the story. So, did she order anything? What did she order?
I don't remember ordering anything. She just was there. The place was packed, and she just catered to her admirers. I mean, her people. It was good. I mean, I've had I had Mickey Raphael and Paul English from Willie Nelson's band in the shop, and I had them pose for a picture. Where
did you call the other DJ then too?
No. No, this just happened. He was in town. He was promoting Dennis Kucinich, who was running for president at the time. Yeah. And I was hoping Willie would walk in, but no, his harmonica player and his drummer rolled in. So I got them to pose behind the counter, like Mickey's pulling coffee and Paul's holding a cup.
I appreciate you thinking about me. Actually, you know, what was the year?
That would have been 2004.
Okay. Well, I was on the air in Denver, so you know you wouldn't have been thinking about me anyway. So I don't hold it against you. But if I'd have been on the air here and you didn't call me, I would have been really insulted.
Well, Merrill, I would apologize. Profusely.
Thanks for sharing the Carol King story. You know, have you ever talked to anybody? I've never met Carol King, and I've never even talked to anybody who met Carol King. So this is a first in my career. Merrill, I appreciate the call.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Thanks for listening to me.
Hey, listen, I want to mention, I got a call earlier from Lillian. She is one of the service people that takes care of your cars at Pirelli Mazda. And I gave her a gift card to Starbucks and a thank you card. Because, you know, look, I like to recognize people who do a good job. You know, sometimes we just complain when people do a bad job. But there was a slight unraveling on the finish on my steering wheel in my car. And I brought it in, I showed it to her, and I didn't think anything was going to happen. And she said, it might be under warranty. Well, Lillian dug, and she found out that it was under warranty, and I ended up with a brand new steering wheel. I mean, this happened just the other day. And I know she could have just passed it off. You know, she could have just, well, I don't know, I don't think there's anything we can do about it. She could have just done that and not done the work that she did. But she did her job. She did a great job. She didn't just pass it off. Well, I don't think there's anything we could do. No, she actually dug into it and found out that it was covered. The steering wheel cost $900. I mean, I was shocked. I mean, you know, it's got, you know, stuff in it, like, you know, phone stuff, and it's got volumes, and it's got, you know, the you know, cruise control on the steering, but a $900 steering wheel. And so she dug in and found out that it was covered by warranty, and I got a brand new steering wheel. So I sent her, I dropped it off. She wasn't there, but I dropped off a Starbucks gift card and a nice thank you note. Thank you for doing a good job. And, you know, I think we should, you know, point out when people do a good job sometimes, because usually we just complain when they do a bad job. But, you know, when somebody working in a service department goes out of their way to do a great job, and again, this is Lillian at Pirelli Mazda. And look, I'm not getting anything free there. I'm paying for, well, I didn't pay for the steering wheel because it was covered, but, you know, I pay for the things that I'm supposed to pay for. I'm not getting anything free there. And I just wanted to mention that because I think people who do a good job deserve to be recognized. All right, we got to get to a break here. If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. This is a song we played a lot during the pandemic because this is what we really had to do. And this is the way we felt during the pandemic. I mean, we couldn't see each other. I mean, remember that? We were just, I mean, we were isolated. But you know what? I at the time, I said, we are going to get through this. And we did. I don't know when and how we're going to get through this, but we're going to get through this. And we did. And we deserve credit for that. It was a tough, tough time, but we got through it. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. You'll recognize this as a big hit for Aretha Franklin, but it's on Carole King's Tapestry album, and she wrote it. And on this day on the SOTA calendar in 2014, lyricist Gary Goffin, who wrote songs with Carole King, died at the age of 75. A former wife and songwriting partner for Carole King, Gary Goffin, was very, very prolific. And again, big hit for Aretha Franklin, but Carole King wrote it with Gary Goffin. Did you know that cheerleaders can now go pro? Cheerleaders can go pro thanks to a new league that is founded in Memphis. U.S. Pro Cheer is being billed as the first professional cheerleading league for adults.
Cheerleading league promising to pay athletes. The Pro Cheer League joins a crowded niche sports market that already includes softball and volleyball, three-on-three basketball, lacrosse, indoor football, and more, clamoring for fans' attention and dollars. This new league is billed as the first professional cheerleading league for athletes 18 and older to give cheerleaders the chance to keep competing after college. Cheerleading has grown as a sport since the 1970s. I'm Geffen Kuhl.
Well, interesting. Pro cheerleaders. All right. Is Tyler Perry gay? Coleman, do you know if Tyler Perry is gay? I mean, this, so the, we talked yesterday about this $260 million sexual harassment lawsuit against Tyler Perry, and it's coming from a guy. And apparently they had some kind of relationship, and apparently Tyler Perry's people are saying that it seems like this guy tried to get close because he wanted to then turn around and sue Tyler Perry. Like he got close to Tyler Perry for malicious intent. Is Tyler Perry gay?
I do not know for a fact if Tyler Perry is gay or not, but I wouldn't surprise me if he were.
Okay.
I don't think he ever officially came out and said, yes, I'm a, you know, because he's very Christian from what I understand. Yeah. So even if he was, he probably wouldn't come out and say it, but there's been a lot of rumors.
See, I think that's sad. I mean, okay, so he plays Medina. You know, he plays a female character. See, I don't think that's a big deal. I mean, Don Knotts played a female character on Andy Griffith's show. Milton Berle was a female character. Flip Wilson did Geraldine. I mean, men dressing up like women, that's not a big deal or an indication that you're gay. But I don't know. It seems like maybe Tyler Perry is gay. You know what? It's sad if he doesn't come out because I think everybody should be free to be who they are. And if you're gay, you should feel free to come out and just be gay.
There's this cartoon I used to add on Adult Swim called The Boondocks. And there was a parody episode about Tyler Perry. And this is probably a decade ago. And Tyler Perry had that episode pulled to where it can't air on network TV. But that episode is eerily similar to the situation that Tyler Perry is in right now. And, you know, so I don't know. Like when I think about the lawsuit and I think about that episode of The Boondocks, it's similarly eerily. It's eerily similar.
If Tyler Perry had it pulled, then if he's really gay, why did he have? How could he get it pulled if he's gay?
And well,
if he's
gay, there's a lot of power. So he's like, hey, don't play this episode. Yeah. Don't air this episode on a network anymore. So it doesn't air on, like none of the reruns air anymore. Yeah. So yeah, that episode doesn't air on TV.
But there's got to be evidence somewhere that he's gay, if he really is gay. I mean, you can't, I mean, it's rare that somebody's gay and it's totally a secret to everybody. But, you know, I mean, I feel badly about that if he's gay and he feel like he can't come forward. And there are a lot of Christians who are gay. You know, I don't think that disqualifies you from being a Christian, but, you know, I guess that's a topic for another show. But I don't know. I just think if somebody's gay, I think it's sad that they can't just come out and be who they are. All right. You know, I've been following the NBA championship So the championship continues tonight. So OKC leads the Indiana Pacers 3-2. The series goes back to Indianapolis tonight, 6:30. It's game six. Now, the Pacers are going to probably win tonight. I hope they don't. I hope OKC finishes out tonight because I want them to win. But if they don't, if Indiana wins and ties it up 3-3, and then it goes back to Oklahoma City, wow, what a game that's going to be. But I'll tell you one thing that drives me crazy. When the games are at home for OKC, and every time OKC gets the ball, the fans go, OKC, OKC. That would drive me batty. All right, we're going to come back to wrap up the show. Here is the title track from the album Tapestry, which was the number one album on this day in 1971. And this was not a big hit for Carole King, but this is Tapestry. And we'll be back on WWL.
See the sadness in the sky. There came a man of fortune, a drifter passing by. He wore a torn and tattered cloth.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.